Dr. Morris Singer says it helps to show your doctors that you recognize the pressures they face. When your physician comes into the room, say something like, "How are you doing? I know it can't be easy being in healthcare these days." Asking about family, travel plans, or other personal details helps you connect on a human level. When the exam is underway, ask your doctor whether you can see the notes he or she is typing. "Do you mind if I take a look?" suggests Lolita Akirshirishi, MD of the University of Chicago, who has studied the impact computers have had on the doctor-patient relationship. "I tried this at my most recent physical, and my doctor didn't seem to mind. I even pointed out that the system still listed a prescription I was no longer taking." Stephen Feldman, MD, PhD, a dermatologist at Wake Forest School of Medicine, has his own strategy for building relationships with his patients. He discovered that they are more likely to take their prescriptions if he gives them a business card with his cell phone number and ask them to call him in 3 days to tell him how the medicine is working. "They can't believe I give them my cell phone number. It establishes both trust and accountability," he says. Unfortunately, Pete's difficulty getting in to see both the primary care doctor and the neurologist dented our confidence that he would get the care he needed, and then things got scarier. The MRR showed that Pete had a meningioma, the good kind of brain tumor. The neurologist explained to us because it's usually benign, but Pete's was large, and it was wrapped around the carotid artery, pressing on his optic nerve and extending him into the speech center for his brain. The neurologist sent us straight to a neurosurgeon, supposedly the best in the city.